If you're a Packers fan, would you rather see him win this season or next year? Well, this season, of course. Well, as the official proud window partners of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you win dough this season too. While so many others are saying, wait till next year to have your leaky, stuck, or squeaky windows and doors replaced, Pella of Wisconsin can have your new windows installed in as little as 8 weeks. Why shiver like you're in the huddle at Lambeau Field in January when you can be home all cozy and warm, surrounded by family and friends and Pella Windows. Plus, 555 is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, in 5 months, no first payment. And if you order at your initial appointment, even up to 5% same-day order savings. Set your consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call 855-PELLA-WI. 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
For powers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show. 1360 97.5 WTHU.
Oh, suck it.
Well, good morning and welcome one, welcome all. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe, here with you on a happy hump day. Now, remember, that means something completely different to Hunter Biden than it does to the rest of us. But it's also the Ides of September. I know, that's not as popular as a story, but look, the Ides of September is something to be aware of. I don't know, especially when the, you know, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is colluding, I say, with the communist Chinese, among other things. We look around the state of Wisconsin, there's a few other issues that make you wary of the Ides of September. But I actually have a solution for that worry in this very segment. That is, of course, your VIP backstage soundcheck segment exclusive to the awesome, the wonderful, the splendiferous listeners of AM 1360, 97.5 WTAQ. Of course, our live streamers from hither and not yon also tuning in as we talk about things in this very exclusive. Keep it a secret, right? You don't want to tell anyone. This is just between you and me as we kick things off on this Wednesday. We're going to talk about Friday. You're following this so far, right? We've got the big Constitution Day dinner being put on by the Outagamie Republican Party. It is a first of its kind. So it's not a, look, I married an editor. It is not a first annual. It is an inaugural or a first ever. But next year, it will be the second annual. So now you've got your writing lesson for the day. And I've got to do this because, among other things, I'm about to talk to a guy that's a professor. So, I mean, you know, I've got to kind of raise up the game today. You can be a part of the conversation. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. Text messages to 79489 and emails to regular.joe@mwcradio.com. Going to go to the hotline and welcome Dr. Jake Jacobs to the show. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, real good. Good morning, Joel. It's great to be on your show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, you've got quite an amazing background, besides the fact that you are a conservative in academia. So you're obviously a man of great courage, an author, several books. But I guess where you kind of came to the fore, where people probably may have first seen you, was when you were defending Governor Scott Walker. And as a matter of fact, you did it, among other places, on Fox and Friends over the whole situation about Act 10 and so forth. So I guess this has been a long time building to where you are today then.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it just hurts my heart. You know, when I defended Governor Walker and I saw the amalgamation of socialists, Marxists, anarchists, and some very, you know, and the corruption of the teachers union, along with 100,000 people who took over the Capitol, my heart ached because I saw then what's happening in America today. And I wrote a book called Mobocracy, The Cultural and Political War to Destroy Our Republic Under God. That was 9 years ago. And I talked about all these Marxist, socialist, big brother, big sister elements that were desiring to destroy our beautiful republic. And it's here now, and it's woke, and it's profoundly dangerous.
Well, it is. It profoundly dangerous is, I think, an apt description, particularly in the last 24 hours where we've learned, potentially, right? They've got to confirm it. It's a Woodward book. So, I mean, you know, one has to take it, I guess, with some grain of salt. But where there's reports that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was having conversations with his counterpart in the communist Chinese government, giving them the heads up that, look, if we're not that we were actually going to attack, but that's a whole different part of the story. But look, if we're going to come after you, don't worry. I'm going to give you a heads up. I think there's a term for that. It starts with a T. If I could just kind of remember, isn't that treason? I mean, when you're talking to a potential enemy saying, look, don't worry, nothing to worry about. We're going to give you a heads up. And then at the same time, this same individual is working with the heads of the Democratic Party, also assuring him that he's in control of the nuclear power of our country, which he, by the way, legally has no rule over whatsoever, no control over, plus trying to get members of his own military to pledge allegiance not to the country, not to the leadership of the commander-in-chief, but to him, interceding, saying, look, if you get this call, come to me first. It would be almost laughable if it wasn't really happening.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Joel, this once again reflects the precarious nature of what's happening with wokeism in America. I mean, if it's in the upper echelons of the military hierarchy, if this left-wing claptrap is being taught in our military academies, it doesn't surprise us when this woke Millie does his treasonous act. Now, if it's true, I agree. If it's true, if it can be substantiated, but I don't trust Woodward as far as you can throw him.
Right. Well, and that's a very good point, and I don't either.
Right, but the fact somebody's lying, you and I both know somebody's lying, and both of these guys are leftists, and it wouldn't surprise me in some form or fashion they're both lying. But the point is, it still reflects what's going on with the U.S. military. This is a very dangerous sign to be seeing, that this wokeism, this left-wingism, this Marxism is being taught at the Air Force Academy, at West Point, at the Naval Academy. This is serious stuff because it's taking Generation Z and it's indoctrinating them with lies that America is an evil, white supremacist, oppressive nation, when that's the furthest thing from the truth. We are liberators. We are the greatest republic in the history of the world, and we need to make America awake to the evil nature of wokeness. It's our job. It's our calling. It's our duty.
It's an obligation if we want to have freedom. And now, this Friday, you're going to be one of the speakers at the Constitution Day dinner that the Republican Party of Allegheny County, first of its kind. I hope I got it all right in that intro, by the way. Between having you on and my wife, who is a major and an editor, I don't want to say the wrong things. It's high pressure. But the point of this dinner is to get people activated, but activated and informed that the greatest tool we have against all this, besides obviously our individual ability to stand up and defend the truth, is to know that truth in the Constitution. This amazing document that was created 250 years ago, created relatively simple. It's not a 5,000-page bill out of the U.S. Congress, but has amazing power, clearly defined limits, and it makes most clear that we, the people, are the sovereigns of this nation. So if this nation is going to be preserved, the sovereign need to do their jobs as well.
I couldn't have said any better, Joe. I'm telling you, 114 years ago, in September 17th, right, 1787, there was a miracle at Philadelphia. It was an amazing thing that those 55 luminaries, those incredibly brilliant, wise founders of the United States of America, created a constitutional federal republic with enumerated powers, checks and balances, separation of powers, and understanding that a federal system has that which has few powers in the central government, but most powers lies within the states, local government, and ultimately, like you said, the sovereign people of the United States of America, and the left wants to destroy all that. Remember, Benjamin Franklin, when he left that day, the signing of the Constitution, when Mrs. Powell asked him, what have you created? He said, a republic if we can keep
exactly.
it. And I'm so concerned right now because we're losing it. We're losing our republic right before our eyes.
Well, you know, and I mentioned the situation with General Miley Cyrus there that we're looking into. And I posted something on my Facebook page about it last night. And of course, I have these left-wing nut trolls on social media, right? And this guy, I mean, comes back full-throated. Well, what? He had to do that. What, do you want to just let the great leader blow up the world? And I said, where's the evidence? I mean, you know, let's be clear. Simple facts. President Trump was the first president since Jimmy Carter to not take us into a war. That's just the case. Matter of fact, not only publicly speaking about it, but his actions backed up there was no indication whatsoever that there was an imminent threat that President Trump was going to try to arm our nuclear arsenal and start firing it at people. Well, you try to have this conversation with one of these people, and they just come back and they say the same thing over again. I'm going, well, this gets to the education side. There has been such a dumbing down over the last 40 years that I think one of the greatest victims of things is critical thinking. People don't seem to have the ability to just use reason and logic to kind of put the smell test. Well, you know, was there any indication whatsoever this is even a feasible concern? You ask that question, you ask some of these left-wing nutsuckers, oh, absolutely. You ask for facts, they have none. And that's one of the great challenges as we go forward is to get people to actually stick to facts, right? It's not about what you feel. It's not about what you think. It's not about what you perceive. What are the actual facts and how do we get to them? And, you know, you look at those founding fathers. These were, as you said, brilliant men. I mean, truly brilliant men. Some were farmers. These, you know, these weren't all lawyers and doctors and everything else. These were people that were living life. They experienced what it was like to be under the thumb of a king, and they didn't like it. And they built something. 200 and some years later, there seems to be very little appreciation for what that created, the sacrifice, and what we're being asked to do, which is relatively small in comparison to the sacrifices they made.
Joe, my mind is just flooded with 1,000 different thoughts. You said critical thinking. Critical thinking in academia today is dead. Debate and discussion and dialogue is dead. Journalism is dead. And the culprit behind this, it started in Madison, Wisconsin in 1989, critical race theory, the mentor of Barack Obama, Derek Bell, along with Kimberly Crenshaw, and a number of these hardcore leftists, they found a brilliant academic way, which is nonsensical, but the point is, through their worldview, a way to destroy our republic. And so you're absolutely right. It's not about critical thinking anymore in our universities. It's about indoctrination. So it's not a coincidence when Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn were involved in militant Marxism and went underground with their activities of blowing up federal buildings, et cetera, they came overground and they got their PhDs, put on their suits, and taught at University of Chicago, Illinois, and at Northwestern, and many other. There's thousands of Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorns who, in essence, are teaching critical racist, I call it critical racist theory, are teaching the 1619 Project, the Zinn Project, the Black Lives Matter school. Now, stop and think of this. Literally thousands and thousands of school districts in this country right now as we speak are teaching this to our kids. This is not just at the university level. This has gone all the way through K through 12. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it evolve in the last 30 years of my academic career. And I'm telling you what, they're winning. They want our children, because if they take our children, they take our nation, our beautiful country.
Well, and I just, you know, when you were talking about Bill Ayers, the way you described that, you know, they were underground, then they came overground, they put on their suits. It struck me of another evil situation that we are an existential threat to these United States, which is communist China, because they kind of did something similar, right? They were, obviously, they're still communist, but a lot of their military leaders, the people in control, going back 20, 30 years ago, decided that it would be better if they wore suits instead of their uniforms, right? They'd be less threatening. Then they could be taken seriously as some kind of a world power as opposed, again, to an evil empire that is a threat to all freedom around the world. Kind of interesting that there's a parallel between the people behind these, the critical race theory, behind the Barack Obamas of the world, even the Joe Bidens of the world, that there's that similar progression, right, where they kind of show you who they are, but then all of a sudden they realize they kind of have to, you know, cut their hair, put the suit on, and pretend to be serious. And then people fall for it. That's the amazing part, is that people somehow fall for it. I mean, you look at someone like AOC, I mean, we could probably spend an hour talking about the joke that is AOC. How this woman is even elected into the U.S. Congress speaks volumes to where our country is suffering right now. But that anyone takes anything that she has to say seriously, I mean, she should just be looked at as what she is, comic relief.
Yeah, but it's a tragedy. It's a comedy wrapped up in a tragedy. This is Shakespearean, Orwellian, bizarre activity. I mean, stop and think of it. The dictator Xi of China, who calls his communism with Chinese characteristics, they're incredibly sophisticated. Remember, Yamamoto was educated in America. People forget that. The Chinese have, in many cases, educated in America. Their spies are in our universities. And they very astutely and wisely said, we cannot beat them only overtly. We have to defeat them covertly and create the enemies within. So now these mobocrats, these Democrats, are sleeping with their spies. They're disseminating their, through the, you know, the guise of the Confucius Institutes, they're disseminating Chinese propaganda and the stealing of our technology, no different than the Marxists stole our nuclear technology during the Stalin era. So you are spot on 1,000%, Joe. They've become sophisticated. In fact, I had a student of mine, he was a Chinese student last year, coming in laughing, saying, Doc, we just saw your advertisement, your woke advertisement for the LGBT in the U.S. Army. And then he showed me a Chinese commercial and a Russian commercial that shows strong, virile men ready to kill the enemy. It just blew me away when I saw that commercial and this Chinese kid was laughing at me in America. The Chinese are laughing right now because they know they've got their puppet in the White House and they have their puppets in Congress, in the Democratic Party.
Well, we do a little funny segment every Friday morning here called the Headline Roundup. And actually what you're referring to, we covered, which is the headline was, China has banned sissy men from public commercials and public advertising. And of course, it's, you know, you laugh because it seems silly, but that was a real thing. They literally, like you said, they're purposely projecting this image. And people that don't take it seriously, right? People that don't see the threat that is China, again, it's at their own peril. I quickly want to just mention before I let you respond, this Friday, the 17th, you can see Dr. Jacobs along with Senator Ron Johnson, Kyle Udis, C.J. Pearson, and Congressman Jim Jordan at the Grand Meridian beginning at 5:30. It's put on by the Outagamie County Republican Party. Go to ogop.org for more information. I just want to get that out to everybody. If you can still get a ticket, you might try to squeeze it in at the last second. I know we were almost sold out the last time I checked, but this is a preview of the brilliance you can get just in this short period of time, the amount of info that Dr. Jacobs has to share. I'll let you respond to the last thing. I just want to throw out there, during the election, we got about a minute, so I'll let you respond quickly. I don't know if you know Dr. Yuri Maltsev and Dr. Romel Garcia Montoya, but we did a couple events around the state, about the growing socialism in our country. Yuri's from communist Russia. Dr. Romel escaped Venezuela. Both of them warned in these events that they're seeing what they saw in their home countries happening here, and this is why they're so concerned, because this is the last bastion of freedom. In the last minute here, I'll let you wrap us up, Dr. Jacobs.
Well, I've actually met Yuri before, and he's absolutely spot on. Why does it take those who escape the oppression of socialism, whether it be Cuba, whether it be China, whether it be Russia, why does it take them to come here to give us a warning? We have a job as Americans to make – it is our duty, as I've said previously. My heart just aches to sense that it can't happen on our watch, Joe. I know you work so hard. It's why I love your program. It cannot happen on our watch. We must, de pluribus unum, join together to let the enemy know we're not going to live by your lies, and we will stop you in your tracks. This is the way we save the republic. We're going to expose their darkness with the light of truth.
Amen. Dr. Jacobs, awesome to have you on here today. We haven't had the chance to meet in person, so we'll have that opportunity this Friday. We'll be at the Grand Meridian for this awesome event, a first ever, an inaugural Constitution Day dinner. And you're right, we have an obligation to all of our, not to just ourselves, but to our children and our children's children. You did it, I did it. We grew up in a free United States where we understood the beauty that is this country. Why wouldn't we want to share it, and more importantly, ensure it for our posterity? That's what our founders did at great expense to themselves. That's what we're called to do now. And look, comparatively, at this point, the sacrifices we're making aren't even close. Dr. Jacobs, I appreciate you joining me today. We will be together this Friday, and we'll have you back on. And really enjoyed the conversation. Excellent gentleman to have on the show. Really, the amount of information downloaded in 20 minutes is amazing. So I thank you very much, sir. We'll see you on Friday. And again, you want to learn about the opportunity to be there, go to OGOP.org. Thank you very much, Dr. Jacobs.
Ciao, Joe. See you Friday.
The Regular Joe Show. News, talk, sports, WTA.